Welcome to the latest episode of Cool Culture Corner, where we discuss ways where we can better engage our teams for better productivity, better profits, and growth. I'm your host for Cool Culture Corner, Ken Bader. I'm also the founder of Bader Training and Consulting and the author of the book, The Formula for Business Success Equals B Plus C Plus S, a discussion on brand, culture, and strategy alignment. For more information on me, the book, or the firm, please feel free to go to our website, which is simply www.btcinc.net. Our subject today, trust your talent. And I was reminded of this phrase just this week. It was a phrase that I actually learned a number of years ago in so-called consulting school. Yes, I actually did go to school for consulting. It was a 9-day intensive course, 9 days straight, so we even met on Sunday. How much fun for me. And there were a lot of great things that I learned from that. But I remember the instructor saying a number of times, and I appreciated that he did this, and his statement was just what I just said. Trust your talent. And the reason that he said that is there was so much to learn, but there was also a reticence, and I certainly felt this as well. It's like, well, you know, who the heck am I to be telling this business owner or this executive or this CEO what he should be doing or she should be doing with their business, or guiding them down a certain strategy or a certain path. And thought, wow, you know, that was a really cool statement in terms of, you know, just remembering, you know, trust your talent. You know, you don't necessarily have to be perfect, but you've got to trust that what you know makes sense and will make sense at the right time. And I think, you know, boy, you know, if we could just use that more often in our mentoring, in our cultures with our employees. Because there's so many times where, especially using the DISC profiles, if we've got a high I or an IS or something like that, where they might be unsure of themselves or unsure of the process, but you as a mentor, manager, leader, you know they could do it. You know, even though they're asking the same question for the sixth time, you know, you know that they could do it. And for all you high D's out there like me, your dominant styles, you know, that naturally, you know, ticks you off because you don't want to play 20 questions. You just want somebody to go do their job. You know, you don't necessarily always have the patience for mentoring. You don't always have the patience to answer the same question an eighth and a ninth and a tenth time. And sometimes we get a little bit short with people, sometimes for good reason. Sometimes, you know, we probably could have made a better choice. But, yeah, I suggest using that phrase, trust your talent, when it's appropriate in mentoring your staff for a better culture. You know, I was running into that with a client right now who has a very intelligent, very green salesperson who has the right level of personality and attitude, and as well as gumption, if you will, to do the job. But she's unsure of herself, and despite, you know, some of the things that I and the owner have trained her on, you know, still questions herself on some of the same things. Like, well, you know, what if I do this instead? Or, you know, should I send this email? Should I pick up the phone? Should I bring the owner on in this call? And, you know, that's, you certainly could. But, you know, one of the things I told her is, you know what? You got this. You know, trust your talent. And, you know, unless you're in healthcare or you're a first responder or something like that, odds are the job that employee is doing is not a life and death type of job. Yeah, that if she does in this case, if she fails, if he fails in another case, yeah, that, you know, is it going to be the end of the world? In this particular scenario, no. As I told her, it's the worst that happens is we don't get the business. We lose the prospect, and we just have to put them in our email system, and maybe we get the business later on, maybe we don't, who knows. But then, you know, we learn something and we move on to the next prospect, to the next business development call and opportunity. Yeah, nobody's going to die. Nobody's going to get fired. No, nothing extremely bad is going to happen that we can't come back from. So trust your talent, trust your instincts, and go forth and do it. Use that in your mentoring, and I believe if you do, that you'll be well on your way to a cool culture corner. Thank you for spending some time with me today, and here's to having a cool culture corner at your unique business. Take care.